Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and happy, happy, happy New Year, happy and healthy 2023. Oh, time flies so quickly. And my wonderful friends, I'm so excited to talk about this new year with you. And you are listening to me, Carmen Hara, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time with Christopher, my amazing producer. And I love Om Time. I wish Om Time a happy, happy New Year. I wish my wonderful Christopher happy New Year to him and his whole family and everybody at the station. And as you know very well, that a new year comes with a new energy, and this is true. So with each passing year, we enter into the influence of a different type of change, different conduit for change. But what sort of energy will accompany 2023? What will humanity experience collectively? What are you going to experience at a personal level? So that's why this is the time to call in to find out if 23 is the year to buy a new residence, to start a new relationship, to switch jobs, to open a new business. I know we're all putting our deepest intention to enact positive change, but will this year give you what you're looking for? And we all have resolution. Resolution at the beginning of the year, everybody has. And I was just on a TV show in London during the New Year's Eve, and we were talking about resolution. What's the meaning of them? Because every year, you know, we promise ourselves we'll be better. We will do things for us. We'll join a gym. We'll lose weight. We'll eat healthier. We'll be more compassionate to each other. We'll resolve all problems. And yet, you know what? Our resolution falls short. The question is, why is that? The reason most resolutions don't work for the long run is because they involve change on the outside. But real, true resolution, the kind of resolution that make you really see a difference, include a change from the inside. Like self-improvement starts with you and ends with you. You must be the catalyst of your own growth. No gym, no pill, no program, and no person will do the work for you, the work that you have to perform on your own inside you. You can avoid, you know, and we can avoid the work involving the change, but we shouldn't fear the process, because the right change are actually nothing short of a miraculous. And they begin in your own mind, because you know very well the mind starts everything, ends everything. The resolution I have for you tonight are improvements that radiate from within. What is within you will be reflected on the outside. That's why if you want to talk about resolution, the resolution should involve the change inside you. Because when you are whole, when you are healed, when you're at peace, when you're entire, when you are complete, all elements of your life will reflect that. If you empower yourself mentally and emotionally, you will thrive. You'll make a smarter decision and make more positive action. But you won't need to force yourself to get to the gym or eat better or cultivate healthy relationship, because all of these things will come to you effortlessly, naturally, almost divinely inspired. Because listen to me, when you are well within, the pieces fall into place throughout. So remember these words and make them like your statement. When you are within you, well. So make sure this year that you will be well within you. Because many of you complain, oh, I have depression, I'm sick, I have this disease, I'm not getting along with the family members, my daughter doesn't speak with me, I don't have money, I'm losing my house, I'm divorcing, I'm going through so many difficulties. Why? Because I'm not well within myself. And that is projected in everything that happens to me. Now, talking about 2023, I have good news for you, because I always look at the energy from the numerological perspective. I believe that every number is a form of energy. And every year, if you add all the numbers together, you reach one number. And if you add together 23, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 3 equals 7. Now, the 7 is generally associated with a deeper meaning, with a spiritual enlightenment. It's associated with intuition. It's associated with the divine. Because the number is considered to be present in our life. We have 7 oceans, 7 continents, 7 chakras, 7 colors of the rainbow, 7 days of the week. 7 is mystical, is powerful, is unique. Its energy makes 2023 a year for personal and collective progress, elevating central themes. I wrote for a magazine in Romania the prediction during the fall of 22, and I anticipated what's going to happen in 23, and I said, well, 23 starts with the papacy, with the Pope, and guess what? The Pope just died, you know? So I was shocked myself by my own prediction. And I have a lot to say about this year that brings major changes with England. No doubt I'm inviting all the time on their shows. Major changes in America at the level of the government and other parts of the world. It's the first year in the next 11 that marks the beginning of the monetary change. Unfortunately, we're gonna see inflation worse than ever, you know. I think we're gonna go in a recession. It's not a good prediction here, but I think it's all necessary for the monetary transformation the world is gonna go through in the next number of years. But this is the first year that we can say, yeah, we're gonna change the money system. Yes, we will blast into space the way we've never done it before. The way we would acknowledge what's happening out there in the universe is going to be pretty fascinating during this year. To me, this is considered to be the year of God, because 7 is associated with God. God needed 7 days to create the physical world. So 7 has a connotation of a divine number. Endless possibility that this year offers to us. It's a year to bring balance, clarity, forgiveness, compassion, and mercy as far as this year goes on. And we will see, in my vision, this war coming to an end, something, a sudden, abrupt ending of the nightmare that 2022 started when it comes to the conflict in the world. And so this is, from that perspective, a way better year. So we will see that, what I said, peace manifesting, and uplifting our spirit, which is very, very powerful for this year. And there's a lot to do to talk about this year. But if we look at the Chinese astrology, this is the year of the rabbit. And the legends says that the rabbit was very proud of his speed. And his neighbor was the ox. And he always made fun of the ox as being slow. So one day the Jade Empress said that the zodiac order would be decided by the order in which the animals around to the party. This is just a fun story. And the rabbit set off the daybreak and he arrived first. But when he got there, nobody was there. So he said, okay, let me take a nap. And he took a nap for way too long. When he woke up, he was actually, other animals were there. So he was the fourth. That's why the rabbit is the fourth animal in the Chinese astrology, and he is associated with the early morning. He's associated with the sign of the yin. He's associated with honesty. So this is the year of honesty. This is the year very emotional, because rabbit represents the moon. He represents the shadow of the moon. And if you are born in 51, 63, 75, 97, 99, 2011, you know, these are years of the rabbit. And the rabbit had, for instance, in 63, a lot of hardship during his youth, but then he made it very well. So in other words, rabbit have a strong self-perception. So this year, we will keep emotion bottled up, and then we'll see a lot of things interacting to each other more in our favor. The rabbit is kind. The rabbit is sometimes soft and sometimes can be very weak. So describing the personality of the year, this is a personality of the year that hides confidence and strength. I'm just making an analysis between the year of the rabbit and the year 23 in itself. Now, I want you to know that this year, in my opinion, it's going to be very powerful, and it's going to bring us more awareness about what's ahead in the years ahead, and how can we handle everything in the world from a different perspective. It has a lot to do with the leadership in the world. But I'm going to go and take a break. I have a lot of people online. Actually, I'm going to take somebody now, and then we'll take a break. And then because I would love to talk to everybody, and then I want to give you some resolution for this coming year. And we'll go to Jenny in California, who she's been patiently waiting, I think, for 40 minutes. Hi, my lovely Jenny. Happy New Year, my love.
Happy New Year, Dr. Carmen Hara. How are you? It's good to talk to you.
Oh, my God. I love you, sweetie. So tell me, how was your New Year's Eve?
It was great. I had a lot of
great.
Fun.
Good, good. Do you have resolutions for this year? What do you want to accomplish?
Oh, I love today's topic because you were talking about change from the within, and I have been doing that work for at least 2 months, and so I'm solidifying that this year.
Yes, please, please. It's all about working on the inner self, because if inside, you know, your things are healed and everything is clear in your mind and in your heart, that's going to create the outside image of you in a situation in which you will attract everything. You know, people who don't attract, who feel stuck, are people who have internal issues that are blocking them, you know, from succeeding in almost every areas of their life. So I'm so glad that you're working within yourself, and I bet you must see the difference already.
Yes, yes, and I'm excited for more.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything I can help you with tonight?
There is, Dr. Carmen. I'm looking to reconcile with someone. This is somebody that you had predicted would come into my life. But in general, I just want to see in general what you see coming for me this year.
So let's see which year you are in. Give me just the month, the day of the year. So give me the month and the day when you born, not the year.
September 12.
So you are at the end of a life cycle. And you probably, in you working on yourself means you're closing doors to some of the things in the past. When did you meet this guy? When?
The end of 2021, which was when you predicted they would come to my life.
Okay, yeah, because that was a karmic year. So you were meant to meet him. You were supposed to meet him during karmic years are very powerful for us to meet the people you are meant to meet. Now, if you are having difficulties with him right now, that's kind of normal because you are in the year 9. So this year doesn't really help you put things in order. It helps you close doors. But I feel very good about this person. And I personally think you will reconcile with him. And I feel like this will get better as we're moving towards the end of the spring, summer, fall of this year. So this is the year that, especially the second part of there, is going to bring you the answer, the resolution, if you agree with me, to the relationship. So in other words, you will be able to heal and resolve this relationship in your favor.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes. Just you need the wisdom. You continue the inner work. You continue to understand him, for who he is, what is he all about, you know, work on the relationship with him and have a lot of patience. When is this man born? When is he born?
I believe his birthday is October 20th.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's his birthday.
If it's October 20th, then you guys are in the same situation, moving in. That makes you even stronger. It creates a very stronger connection between you. Like, you're in the same year. He's in the same year like you. So when you stepping into the second part of the year, you guys are going to emerge way better, way stronger. I don't feel any opposition into this other than having the patience with him, you know, to adjust to each other. I also think that something is not right with his mom or a member of his family. I don't know how much you know about that.
Yeah, he has my mother issues.
Right. So something there, he needs to work on that. There's something there that,
yeah,
that you need to pay attention with, you know. So if you pay attention to that aspect, it makes the situation in itself easier to be resolved, to be understood, to be perceived, you know, and to be worked out.
Wonderful.
So I'm looking forward for you calling me back with very good news.
Thank you, Dr.
But
Carmen.
Do you understand? Do you grasp the meaning of my words here? Do you know what I mean when I say this can be worked out?
Yes. Yes. Differences can be reconciled, and
absolutely.
Just take your time in doing it, Jenny.
Take your time. Take your time. Don't rush. You know. Don't. You know. Every day by day, it gets better. It gets better, and all of a sudden, after 4 or 5 months from now, you're going to see like, yeah, wow, this is fabulous. This is better than I thought, you know?
Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Because you both start a new life cycle in the same time, which is pretty unusual and extremely positive.
That's great. Thank
you
so
much. So invite me to your wedding.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you so much. I love talking to you.
I love you, my genie. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm very grateful.
Have a wonderful year. I'll talk to you
soon. You too, my love. And I think I still have time. I'm going to go to Marilyn, all the way to Singapore, my beautiful friend Marilyn. How are you, my love? Marilyn, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Marilyn, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Happy New Year. Can you hear me, Marilyn? I love you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my beautiful Marilyn. How's everything? Tell me. Give me some good news.
Yeah. Well, I just got back from Manila, and I have I have the best vacation ever with my family.
Good.
So my family is complete. Yeah,
good.
And I spent the New Year at the airport.
Okay, that's an interesting way to spend the New Year.
I know, right? I sleep at the airport because there's no taxi, no Grab for me to get home. So I wait for the MRT to open up. I know, right? Yeah, okay. I sleep at the airport. So I spend my New Year there.
This is one of the New Years that you'll never forget. You'll always remember. You'll always remember that.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, because it's New Year's Eve.
What's your resolution for this coming year, Marilyn? What is your goal? What do I accomplish in this year?
Because I feel like I already have everything, but it's just like my private life is something is missing. And I want to know, because my private life right now, my relationship with him is stagnant, and he's not stepping up yet to move forward. So I don't know, what do you see us in this year?
Well, I feel that, so my take on it is that this is supposed to evolve. This is supposed to grow. This is supposed to get better. And if you see that this is not moving forward, you don't want to really lose too much time into it. And
Hello? Hello? Oh, God, I lost her. Hi, I lost you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So Marilyn, I'm sorry, I think my internet is not working properly. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Marilyn.
Can hear you.
Okay, so let's put it this way. I do have a feeling that these things are going to get better this year. Which year are you in? Give me the month and the day of your birth, not the year.
March 1, 1975.
March 1st, okay. 4 plus 6. Oh,
yeah,
this is a phenomenal year for you. This is supposed to work. So things are supposed to work for you and this person. But if you see that they are not, you know what I mean? What is blocking this man? I feel that something is stopping him from moving forward in his own life. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's like he's sabotaging himself. I feel like there's something within him.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he? I feel like this man probably is a little bit, even depressed, I should say. I don't know if you agree with me.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
He's a little bit depressed or down or not motivated and not emotionally in control with himself. Do you see that?
Yes, true. Because
but
he told me that he has depression before.
Okay, so this is what's going on, because I feel it's not you, it's not even him. It's something that is physical with him, and if he resolves his depression, I see you traveling with him this year, I think things get better from around the end of January to all the way to April, and then during the summer. So I expect this to get better if he is working on his state of mind, on his anxiety, on his depression. So, cause it's not really you. You might be tempted to believe, okay, it's because of me, or this relationship doesn't work because of me. It's because of what's happening. Exactly what I said. Working within himself. If he will fix his problem within himself, everything will be fine. You know.
Okay. So what should I do then?
But then help him overcome this depressive state of mind. Help him with that. Make him understand he needs some kind of a help, even sort of professional help.
Oh, actually, he did tell me that he also went for a professional help before.
Mm-hmm. Right, he needs again because something is not okay with him. The chemistry of the brain, you know, and this is an impediment in the relationship. It can be changed. If he gets proper help, you know, this can improve overnight. The relationship can get better. And this is there for things to change between you two. And if he doesn't work on himself, I personally think this year is very possible that you can meet another person. I don't think that's what you want, but I don't see the door. The doors are open to you. You know, the doors are opening other possibilities.
Okay.
But I feel very good about this can be resolved.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I hope so too.
Yeah, no, I really believe that you guys are very good for each other. Just talk to him about getting help again. That's why the relationship is stagnant. This is the explanation of the stagnancy in the relationship.
Yeah, it's just like it's not like moving forward. He keeps saying that he will be so and then end up like until now it's been more than 2 months. Until now it's not moving forward yet. Even though we've been talking and like having a video call all the time, but we still need to meet up, right?
Right, yeah. No, this man is really down. I feel like he's not he's nowhere where he should be in his own state of mind. And this doesn't have anything to do with you at the end of the day, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just thinking if I'm doing the right thing, waiting for him until he gets better.
Well, you know, give yourself like 2-3 months. If you see that, because it's not up to you, you know, you need to move forward. You cannot be stuck into this forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If he's not snapping out of this, you know, then it can take a very long time for him to get better if he's not working on himself right away.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I don't want to give up yet because I know he's a good person. And
no,
I really
give
like
yourself
him a
number of months to continue to put the good energy and the hope into this. And let's talk in another 2-3 months. See if you should see progress. If you're not seeing progress at all, then we have to think of plan B. But for now, you know, continue to invest into this. And the best way is like by guiding him towards getting continuous help to snap out of the state of mind he's in.
All right. Oh, well.
I love you, my beautiful. And call me like whenever you want.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. I love you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay,
sweetheart.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Happy New Year. I'm going to go to Julia. Hi, my Julia, my beautiful Julia. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Happy New Year, Carmen. So good to see your
How are you, my
voice.
Beautiful girl? How was your New Year's Eve?
Oh, my gosh. It was the worst because this year I didn't start it with any resolution, but with a lot of regret. I stood home alone. I always wanted, I had a dream to be in Istanbul for the New Year's Eve, and I have an opportunity to go there, but in the last moment, I decided not to go myself. And I don't know why I did that.
Don't regret that. You did what you did. And now you have to prepare for the year and welcome this year and try to make your dreams come true. What is your dream for this year? What it is that you want to achieve?
I stopped to dream because I think I should rather take action than dream.
Dreams, you should never give up on your dreams. You have to make your dreams come true. You never give up dreams. You never, unless you're really becoming depressed yourself, which I don't want to believe that that's your case.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. You know, make a new resolution. Change the things within you, like I said. Work on yourself to see what it is that there needs to be repaired, needs to be fixed, needs to be healed. within you, probably something needs to be healed for you to bring in the right person for you or make things right for yourself. But you certainly have dreams. I don't believe you lost your dreams, because that is not true.
I have a question that is ghosting me for a long time and that I want to ask you tonight.
What is it?
We spoke in September about the man, the Turkish man that I was involved in a relationship with. And you asked me a question then. You asked me, is he involved with someone else? And I never thought of that. I would like to ask you, I want to know this now. Do you see him that he was involved with someone else while he was with me?
I think there was somebody else in his life on the side, probably before you, that he never closed
before
the door.
Me.
Exactly, like he had a previous relationship that was still there, was still, you know, active or alive, or you know.
I understand, but it was like more like virtual, or do you see them meeting or stuff like that?
Yeah, he was still talking to that person. I don't know how much he was still seeing her, but continuing the connection with the connection was still there. He never cut the cord.
Yeah,
he never closed the door. You know, when you step into a new year or in a new relationship, you have to make sure all the doors are closed, because if you hold on to the past, you know, you carry that energy into the next relationship or into the next year. And one of the things everybody should know at the beginning of the new year, to look back and say, okay, did I close all my doors? Or any of the doors of the past are open, I better close them, you know, and settle all my differences and forgive everybody and let go of everything that was not good, so I don't carry that, those impressions or energies into the new year, because then I'm stuck into the energy of the last year, that I don't experience the new.
I see. It's also for us now, it's very difficult to cut the cords. I feel that. We still want to see each other. It's just...
So if you still want to see him, then see him. Give him another chance. Absolutely. Don't give up on that. You know? No reason to give up. I want you to continue the effort, and let's hope for the best and learn from whatever didn't work, so make it work this time. Does it make sense?
It makes sense, but you know, I don't think he will ever accept, he will ever forgive me for what I did to him, and I think this is the issue that...
You will forgive, people forgive, that's the whole thing. Teach him into forgiveness, bring him to the forgiveness level, you know? Teach him forgiveness. We all need to forgive.
And last thing, because I mean, I'm in a karmic year now, number 8, and he's in a personal year, number 9. Is this having, because I was listening at the beginning of the show, this has any impact, because he needs to close the door in his life this year? And
the year 9 always is the year of closure, and probably he needs to close the door to the previous relationship that he had before you. That door was closed. So that, because he never closed that door, your relationship was affected by that. And now I think he finally can close the door. And one of the year in which he can come towards you in full force will be actually the following year. When is he really born? What's the month and the day of his birth?
He is November 10.
November 10. From November to November 2023, he's in the year 9. And only somewhere in October of the next year, he will, you know, move into a different vibration that opens the door to a new period, a new cycle in the book of his life. So that's when things are going to start to shift very much, even in the favor of your relationship and in the favor of him overall. So that will be that. But it can happen even sooner than that, somewhere in September of this year. So I'm not saying you have to wait until then. But if you still see bumps on the road, it's because of the moment in his life in which he still needs to work on a lot of stuff that he needs
Thank you so much.
Resolve. Yeah.
You enlightened me so much too, Carmen. Thank you. I love you.
Beautiful.
God bless you.
I love you more. Okay.
Bye.
I'm going to go now to Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Carmen.
Valerie.
Yes, hi. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So how are you this year? Happy New Year, my beautiful. And what are your goals? What are your plans for 23? Is there anything I can help you with?
I just wanted to get an overview of 2023, what's going to be going on.
Give me the month and the day of your birth to see which year you're in, because so that will help me.
I'm in a 9. It's 525.
525. So let's see. Yeah, so you're in the year 9 till May. But from April, guess what? From April, you feel the resonance of a new year. So the April all the way down to April 2024 is phenomenal for you, meaning opens door. You can open a business. You can start a new job. You can be in a relationship with somebody new if you want that. You can reinvent yourself. You can invest in something if you want. It's a fabulous time to invest, to buy something. A lot of wonderful things. Which are exactly from everything I'm telling you, which are exactly the things that you see achieving or accomplishing in this year?
Well, I want to increase my finances so that I can either do some remodeling.
Very good year. Very good year. Think about investing in something. Think about eventually opening a small business. Think about buying something that can generate income.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good year to do it from the spring all the way down to the spring of 2024. You have extraordinary energy that works in your favor financially and everything else that you want to achieve. This is the year for you. You're not going to have a year like this for another 12, so make sure you get advantage of every day of the year.
And what about health? How does that look?
The health looks pretty good. Here and there, probably something endocrinologic that you need to pay attention to. It can be even a little bit hormonal. But these are things that you can change, you can correct. I don't see anything. And a little bit of inflammation in the body. I don't know if you agree with me.
I agree.
Yeah, so those are things that if I were you, I'll work on reducing the inflammatory process. Take bromelain. Bromelain is a natural anti-inflammatory. Bromelain and curcumin combined with turmeric, those are the things that slow down any inflammation in a natural way without any side effects.
Yeah, I take the turmeric.
Okay, no. Take it with bromelain, 2,000 units a day. It's the best anti-inflammatory, you know. So turmeric is very good, is known. They're all plants, you know. Actually, bromelain comes from, it's also natural. So it's just so powerful. To me, it's the most powerful. And also take something that will help you a lot. And for everybody listening, if you want to prevent a heart attack, if you want to prevent a stroke, take krill oil that has omega-3 and astatoxin. So that is helping the vessels not to get narrow, not to get clogged. So this is the way you prevent a heart attack. For anybody who has a predisposition toward a heart condition or a stroke in a family, if you take 2 pills of krill oil a day of 2,000 milligram, you will not have a heart attack. You will not have a stroke. So in your case, I recommend this because it has a high. It's an extremely potent antioxidant. You know, so So krill oil and glutathione are actually the most powerful antioxidants in the body. And if you want to stop inflammation, if you want to stop any disease start with an inflammation in the body. If you want to stop that, take glutathione and krill oil, 2 pills a day, and you will feel phenomenal immediately in a number of 2-3 days.
Oh, great. Yeah, because I definitely don't want to have any heart issues.
No, so krill oil, K-R-I-L-L oil, O-I-L, krill oil with omega-3. You can find it on Amazon. It's $19. It takes you 3 months, and it's absolutely incredible to prevent a heart attack. Is it like the science proved? This is scientific, what I'm telling you right now. Has been, it's an information released by the Harvard University, so just make sure you make a note of it, you know?
Yeah, because I definitely don't want to have any major issues of that.
So it's so easy to take this. This will help your arteries function perfectly all your life. You know, this will help your liver. This is a powerful antioxidant. And is not, that's why we sometimes say eat fish because of the omega-3. But this has astaxanthin, which is a very powerful antioxidant. So
do you have a certain brand? If I go on
you can take it. It's something called the brand that is actually on Amazon. It's called Antarctic. That's all I know. And if you put it, the name, I put Antarctic krill oil, you're going to see it right away at Amazon. And it's just $19. So for 3 months, 3 months supply.
And it has the omega-3 in it?
And it has omega-3, 2,000 milligram, a huge concentration of omega in combination with the EPA, DHA, and this antioxidant, and if you want to add the glutathione to it, that boosts your immune system, so your immune system will flourish, so you prevent cancer invaders, all kinds of viruses. So these are the two things that I think anybody should take on a daily basis to be safe, you know?
Oh, great. Yeah, that sounds very good. Thank you for that information.
And absolutely.
Love was coming around May.
Absolutely, love is coming around for you. You will see. This is fabulous for love. This is the year for love, for you to experience probably one of the most powerful love relationships you've ever thought you will ever have. You know.
Oh, beautiful. Is that still around May of this year?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh wow, this sounds fantastic, and thank you for all the health advice. Yes, I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, I love you, my Valerie.
I love you,
love you, beautiful. I'm going to Maria from Texas. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Carmen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, my love. How are you, my beautiful Maria? How's your family?
Oh, we're all sick with COVID. We've been sick with COVID since the 19th of December.
For so long.
Right. But, you know, we're still here.
I'm sorry. Well, I recommend in your case to take this, what I mentioned before, because they're good for the immune system. You know, anytime you take, you get COVID or get a flu or get, your immune system is not where it should be.
Right.
And if you boost your immune system, you fight COVID in 3 days, you know. The symptoms go away. If the immune system works properly, then, you know, we fight any kind of a diseases, including cancer and any other diseases. So if I were you, I'll take, as I said, glutathione. I'll take the krill oil because it's so inexpensive and extraordinary for your heart and circulation.
Okay.
Especially as somebody who's over 50 or 60. So everything else is good. Do you have any questions to me?
What do you think? What do you see overall on my health after COVID?
You'll be fine.
It's 217.
217. Just a moment. So you entered a karmic year. This is very interesting. So this year brings you finance in order, money from an unexpected source, somebody coming into your life as a support or as a friend, but this is also karmic. So people coming during the karmic years are people who come into your life for a major reason. They teaching you a lesson, or they become very helpful, and they come unexpectedly, and you will have a feeling of always knowing this person. You will call me on this one, tell me that this was actually very powerful and very, very right on the money. So I am convinced that this year brings you. And the name David comes to me. I have no idea who this person is so far, but you will know this year is a very a year full of surprise, an unexpectedly good, interesting, and powerful year for you.
Okay.
Then you become way more intuitive. I don't know if you feel this way. Do you feel it?
Sometimes I do.
Right. Pay attention to your intuition, sending you signals, telling you things that you should do. Pay attention to that. The overall relationship with your family members is better, with your daughter. If you have a daughter, things are better. So overall, you see improvement in the family area of your life. So the family is getting closer and more connected.
Okay, good. I'm supposed to have surgery. I had surgery in July for my, hernia.
Okay.
And ever since then, I have not been better. It's gotten worse. So
now, if you would have told me, I would have said not to have the surgery. Yeah.
So now it's gotten worse. They want to do another surgery. It seems like my stomach on my right side is just bulging, you know, getting bigger.
Right.
So I feel like I don't have any choice but going through that surgery.
No, I think there is a choice. Me and you, we need to talk more on this one. Because I'm afraid that surgery might not fix, you know, I don't want to say anything wrong, you know, but I'm not convinced that, unless we have to think on this one. We have to think.
Okay.
Let's talk one day, me and you, to see if we can either avoid or find a natural way or find, you know, probably a different doctor. Are you supposed to go to the same doctor?
Yes, I
will not go to the same doctor. To the same doctor to cause the trouble that you're going through right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have the right to tell you exactly what to do. I'm just, my intuition is like telling me to deliver this message. I feel intuitively this might not be the way to do it. But let's think more. Let's talk about it. Let's see if there's another person to do this for you, or we could find a different way, because you know the body is so brilliantly designed that the body can adjust to everything, the body can change everything, we can heal from everything.
Right.
Yeah, so I am convinced that there is another way other than going back to the guy who did the wrong surgery on you.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give you a call back later on in the week.
Anytime you want. I love you, Maria. All the best to you, my dear.
Too.
Okay, and this year, no matter what, is going to be good. No matter what, this year will repair the problem that you have. That's for sure.
Oh, that's good. Sure. It's good to hear because I'm tired of having it.
I know.
All right, well, thank you so much. I will
love
call you later.
Maria.
Yeah,
okay,
love you, too.
I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, my Leilani.
Hola, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my beautiful Leilani. Happy New Year, my love.
Happy New Year. I'm so grateful for you and your show.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're wonderful. How's my Leilani? How was the New Year's Eve?
Good. I was alone and it was beautiful. Guess what I did? I took a bath with rose petals.
Oh.
Yeah. Candlelight. So a little self-care and...
I've actually
been writing a lot. I wrote down everything.
I am so excited for your writing. This is fantastic, Leilani. I congratulate
you.
This is beautiful. So tell me, what did I want to say? Tell me what is your goal for this 23? What it is your dream that you want to turn into reality?
You know, I just want to take my life to the next level, up-level my income, find a romantic, committed relationship.
Perfect.
Find a home and
really
take my life to the next level.
Yeah, find a home would be the first thing so you can settle down and you have your own space and then, generate more income so that you feel stable and then bring somebody into your life as a support, as a person to share your life, to love, to, you know, honor. And this would be ideal. And the rest is definitely going to follow. But this is the year to make it happen. Which year are you in? What's the month and the day of your birth?
Month and day, October 24th.
10/24.
So you know, karmic year till October, you know, year four, which is the year of money, and four symbolizes a house, a stability, a family, a balancing things, getting financial power, financial recognition. Powerful year for you, Leilani. You have to make this happen. This is the year to invest. This is there to make money. This is there to build a business. This year is way more powerful than the last four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it really is.
You know
is.
What
yeah.
I've been feeling, Carmen? I've been feeling like instead of renting, I've been envisioning of buying a house in California.
Exactly,
I know that's crazy.
Exactly. Even if it's not a big one, a small one, you don't need a big
yeah.
house, you know. But yeah. Instead of paying rent, you pay for your own home, you know, even if you get it with a mortgage. Think that way. This would be the year to buy a house. Think about that. You will
okay,
have
you
somehow the
idea?
Possibility of, yeah, a genius idea. I always
okay.
advise people, go invest and put your money in your own property. Don't necessarily put it in somebody else's pocket by renting it and that. Put it in your own pocket, you know?
Okay, that's going to be a big leap, but I think it could happen.
That's okay. You will do it, and it's going to motivate you. It's going to excite you. It's going to make you work hard to make the money that you need to sustain and to take care of that house. And indirectly, it's going to give you a sense of ownership. It's gonna make you feel powerful.
Mm.
I love it. I really want you to do that.
Okay, and I keep, you know, I just keep going back to California for some reason. I don't think it's forever, but I think that's where I'll probably end up.
So you want to buy it in California?
I do, which is, it's crazy because it's, you know, it's, but guess what? I just returned from Dr. Joe Dispenza. There's unlimited possibilities in the field. I just have to vibrate
right.
and feel it, and the, you know, and it's,
right.
it's unlimited.
Yes, exactly.
Lastly,
yeah.
what? How do I say goodbye to this Bruno man from Brazil? Do I tell him how I feel?
Well,
do
you
I
have to.
Him...
You, if you wanna close the door to anybody in your life, you have to do it right now. You have to
really?
Do it now. You don't have to wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the time to close doors. And you don't enter necessarily in full force in this year without anything from the past. Let the door of the past forgive him. Settle out the differences. Let him be out of your life in your mind. In the back of your mind, you're still holding on to him.
Yeah, I am. Do I tell him anything or do I just let him go?
You don't need to explain too much, don't need to tell, just let it go, rewire your mind, you know, towards another reality. You know, because you create a pathway towards a specific thinking, a specific behavior. So don't make him part of your thinking. You know, that's why sometimes we get obsessed with people. Because we think and think, and the more you think of somebody, the more you think about that person. So the more you don't mention him, that's why the explanation are not necessary. The more you don't think about it, the more you concentrate on programming in your mind something different, the better it gets.
Okay, well, he's texting me. I don't know.
Well, he's texting you what? Because if he's texting
me.
You, it means he still wants to be with you.
Hmm.
Does he want to be with you still?
I don't know, Carmen. It's just very vague.
No, this is something you need to know. You need to know.
I don't think so.
You need to get it.
He's returning to Brazil. I don't think he's available for a long relationship, but I don't know how to close the door in a kind.
You can you close you cut the cord. You completely disconnect from that energy. If you see that this is not getting anywhere, you're in doubt. You don't know exactly where you're going, that you're losing your time, very precious time, you know?
Okay. I like him, though. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Well, if you like him, then make an effort to bring him in your life for good. It's one way or the other. There's no in between.
There's no for good, Carmen. He's 16 years younger.
Then, if that's the case, and you see there are so many opposition, that it's better to close the door and put energy into something new.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and that should be my advice, but you do whatever you think is right for you. I love
you,
Leilani.
I love you.
And for everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara, talking about the year of transformation 2023. And I hope this is going to be a wonderful year for everybody. Happy New Year, On Time Radio. Happy New Year, everybody listening. Happy New Year to the world. And let's celebrate the year of God. I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next week.